Welcome to the Honest to God with Pete podcast show, the podcast where we talk about life, meaning, and everything spiritual without the labels. So hi everybody, I'm Reverend Pete. I'm also a human being and someone who knows that the journey looks different for each and every one of us. So in every episode, we will explore the traditional, the humanistic, the pagan, and the modern Gen Z and Gen Alpha vibes, all with honesty and heart. So whether you are grounded in faith, searching for your own truth or truths, or just curious about how spirit shows up in everyday life, then this podcast is for you. So come as you are, no filters, just real talk, and a shared journey for all. Hi everybody, and welcome to another episode of Honest to God with Pete. I'm Reverend Pete, and it's great to have you back. So this place is where we get real about faith, doubt, and the mess in between. So in today's episode, we might step on a few toes, including mine. So that'll be interesting. So, and the reason why I'm saying that is because how many times have we heard these expressions? It's all part of God's plan. Everything has a reason and a rhyme, and this pain has purpose. Well, sometimes these words comfort, but sometimes they hurt. So let's unpack it all, okay? So let's look at the traditional approach. So scripture is full of verses about God's plan. I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not hurt you. But let's be honest. When someone you love dies, or when you lose everything, these words don't always feel kind, do they? They feel cold. And the truth is, even in scripture, people raged at God. Job didn't just simply sit quietly, he demanded answers. Jesus wept. David cried out in Psalms, "Why have you forsaken me?" Faith isn't denying the pain, it's holding it with the questions. So there's the humanistic perspective. So not everything has to be part of a master design to be meaningful. Pain doesn't need to have a divine lesson. Sometimes pain is just, well, it's pain. Now, the humanistic approach teaches us this. What you do after the pain, that's where meaning is made. Not in the event itself, but in your response. You're allowed to say, this shouldn't have happened, but it did. Now what? So let's look at the kind of pagan earth-based of wisdom here on this one. So in many pagan traditions, there's less focus on the divine plans and more focus on patterns, seasons, and cycles. So winter doesn't come with a reason, it just is. And it always gives way to spring. In these paths, the question isn't why me, it's how do I move with this? Pain becomes part of your story, not as a punishment or a test, but as a transformation. So create a ritual, burn a letter, plant something, name your grief, walk it like a spiral. But then let's look at the Gen Z and Gen Alpha's realness. So if you're younger or even just turned into the Gen Z and Gen Alpha vibe, you already know we don't do toxic positivity anymore. You just can't slap a spiritual sticker over someone's trauma and call it healing. No. This generation wants accountability. We know that. So it wants authenticity, wants space to say, that hurt me, I'm not okay. Don't you dare spiritualize this pain away. So that's what they want to say. So you deserve more than a meme. You deserve the truth. So here's a bit of a quiet moment for you, a bit of kind of reflection. So I just want you to think for a moment. Think of a time someone told you it's part of the plan and it didn't help. What would you have rather heard? Now, tell that version to yourself. Tell that version to yourself what you really wanted to have heard, rather than it's part of the plan. Take a moment to reflect. You can pause here and then restart the recording, but just take a moment to reflect. So let's look at reframing the idea of pain. So maybe the pain isn't written for you. Maybe you're writing it as you go. Maybe God, the universe, the divine, whatever you call it, is less than an architect, but more of a companion, sitting beside you, crying with you, asking, what shall we do now? So I want to invite you now to the inclusive blessing. So let's take a moment. For everyone who's been handed a cliche when they needed care, this is for you. May you know your pain is not just a puzzle to be solved, but a wound to be honored. You may find people who sit with you, not speak over you. May you, next time you hear it's part of the plan, you feel brave enough to say, maybe, but right now, I just need to cry. And may you trust that even in your unknowing, you are deeply, fully, wonderfully held. So, be gentle to yourself. Spiritual truth doesn't just need to be easy. It just needs to be honest. So, see you next time, right here on the Honest to God with Pete podcast. Be safe, and blessed be. Thanks for joining me on this week's episode of Honest to God with Pete. If this episode opened your heart, gave you something to reflect on, or simply reminded you that you're not alone on the path, then please share it with somebody that you feel would benefit from this episode. Now remember, this is a space for every kind of seeker, every kind of story. So please do follow or subscribe, and I'll meet you back here with more reflection, realness, and the occasional soul-centered Sundays. So until then, keep questioning, keep growing, and stay honest to whatever spirit means to you.